ATR, KE6KEN.
Cherry Mammal Jerkin. This is N0TR. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to let you know I'm en route, and the GPS says I should be there around 1:20 or so.
Question, you're late, so we'll just cancel that.
Well, what's the old saying? If you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time. Something like that.
Yeah, Ken. Bernice is over there. Bacon, oatmeal cookies. And I'm sitting there eating Bing cherries and a couple of plums. And I just went out and checked on the chickens. I got to go buy some chicken feed after you're gone after a while, which is... Oh, wow. That's my wife dropped a stool over there. Sitting stool. And I got to go up and get some chicken feed. Not urgent. I still got some. I gathered up 6 eggs. And went down and turned the radios on. So... I can show you how that works, too. I don't know what your setup is, Ken, but...
I'll describe my setup as barely. So I think anything I see that you want to show me is going to be helpful.
Stupid questions, one that goes unasked. So I was told that by a black gentleman at a school in Jacksonville, Florida, when I was in the service. And he saw that dumb look on my face, and he says, why didn't you ask a question on that? It was transistor theory at the time, and many years ago. And I said, well, the rest of these guys, most of them's reservists, and they all been to college, and I didn't want to feel like a dummy, and that's where he told me that. So I was always that way. Sometimes I was electrician, electronic technicians. And when I was young, I'd ask my boss some questions, and all he'd say is, go read the book, Tom. And I found out later on that's because he didn't know.
Yeah, that's one way to, I guess, get rid of a question. Well, I have no shortage of dumb questions, so it sounds like I'm coming to the right place.
Kevin, Ken, I've heard you say before, I think you talked to Patrick quite a bit.
Chip Furman, I teach economics at Furman.
Oh, you dummy. You're way over my head, above my pay grade. Well, that's what my daughter does, basically, economics anymore. She started out as our daughter started out as a polymer engineer with GE and graduated through several different types of plastics engineering, including medical. And then she put in for a transfer down here and worked her way up to where she just sits there in front of 3 Excel charts, as far as I can see. I don't understand anything that's on them. And a lot of times works from home and just juggles money all day long.
Who have engineering background often do very well in economics-related work because of the quantitative skills and just the ability to think in terms of relationships between different things, you know?
I started out the first year in that field and then switched over to plastics engineering. We had a very good university up there in Kansas that was highly touted as being one of the best ones in that field. So, she changed over to that and done really well. And some of the mathematics and stuff there was just phenomenal. I don't have any understanding of it. I was looking at some of it a few days ago, and it was quadratic equations. And oh, my God. Way out of my league. I was lucky to get through algebra. Well, it's looking a little darker out my front window here. By the way, come in the carport door. Or else you can drive down to the basement if you turn in the driveway for the basement, Ken. Either one. And the door's open in the basement. push that green button as you come in, and it'll let me know you're there. Or come up here and park behind my car and my our truck in the driveway up there by where the mailbox is. It's clearly marked. Which way are you coming from, Ken? This is N02.
From Tigerville Road, the northern route. So I'm coming roughly from TR, and so it's routing me the northern route above the mountain.
Well, I'm going to let you go, Ken. Come on down. Bernice is going to start the mixer over here, and it will drown me out until I go down the basement on that radio. And are you coming down Highway 101?
Tigerville Road, I am not exactly sure about that.
Yeah, I'll bet you'll come down 101. And if you do, you'll see a small church on the left, the O'Neill Church. And right up the road from there is Brown Road, and just hang a left on it off of Highway 101. I'll go downstairs and turn the other radio on. I was just messing around with the laptop up here. And that way I can kind of guide you in there. See you in a little bit. KE6KEN, N0TR.
See you soon. Take care. KE6KEN, clear. My call sign backwards. KE6KEN. I can't drive and radio at the same time. See you soon.